Good morning. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes after the hour. We are enjoying Spring Chair Encore, which is just two more hours up until 8 o'clock, and then we're back to our regular programming. Bill Arnold here with Dick Whitworth, the general manager, Rebecca Maxwell, and we are just trying to get to brand new territory, Dick. It's kind of a new, fresh goal. We've never been there, but we're going to go for it.
Well, the Lord is helping us, and we heard from Dale in Grand Forks, North Dakota, breaking the ice today, so to speak. And Dale, God bless you. Thank you for that generous gift of support.
And may I also say we heard from Jane from Woodbury, and a very over-the-top generous gift.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
My dear wife called in, and so the Whitworths are on board. We do a monthly, we're an ongoing monthly giver, but she likes to, she's very generous.
She is. I know that about her. And also Cindy from St. Paul, she called in with a very generous gift as well.
Yeah, thank you guys. All right, three calls in. We're already up over $1,200. Three calls,
$1,200.
That's awesome. And that now means, I'm trying to do the math, about $28,000 to go.
That would be great if we could do that. And if you want to give online, you can do it safely and securely at myfaithradio.com. Maybe you don't want to call in, which is fine, but you can go online and do it. So we'll be happy to take it either way.
You know, $28,000, let's explain again what that means. Right now, we're at $1,072,000. So another $28,000 will put us in territory that we've never been. That'll put us at $1.1 million towards a goal of $1.2 million to keep Faith Radio on the air. And somebody's probably thinking, well, that's a lot of money for just a handful of you folks. Well, that's true, but think of it this way. There are seven markets that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
There are transmitters and towers and antennas. There's FM frequencies, AM stations. You add all those things together and you start to realize that we're not really, when we put the not-for-profit in not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when people start to go on Google searches for inspiration or hope or Christian talk radio, they end up at Faith Radio.
They do.
And you can be living anywhere, all over the world for that matter, and you can be getting listening to the show. So if that's you and you're sitting there today in London and you want to go online and give us a call or make a donation online at myfaithradio.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, yesterday we had three calls from Denver. We had several from Florida. We heard from Corpus Christi, Texas. We've heard from folks all over, and so we'd love to hear from you. Grand Forks, Jane from Woodbury, Cindy from St. Paul,
mm-hmm.
877-933-2484. Thank you for your call this morning.
And we are going to go take a little break.
A lot of times it's like you tune in and I'll go, that's just what I needed to hear today. Get off work, I get in the car, I turn it on right away. When I get at work, I get so crazy busy, sometimes I lose that focus. So it brings the focus right back so that I'm starting the rest of my day again with God. And I love Susie Larson, she's so sweet. You know, she expresses faith in such a kind and gentle way.
Your investment in Faith Radio helps people learn and grow in God's truth. Join us with your support online at myfaithradio.com or on the phone at 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484.
This worker was doing some work at my house, and I had KTIS on. And I said, would you like me to turn that off? Because I thought maybe it'll interfere with his concentration. He said, oh, no, leave it on. He was so blessed by that. He talked to me afterwards, called me, and he said he is now a listener. And I could tell you the church they joined, it's been life-changing. So there you go.
And life together.
I was just scanning the radio, and Pastor Colin was on, and I heard his voice start speaking about Jesus, and I stopped at that station. And ever since then, it's been about 9 months. It's literally like the only station I listen to. Now, thank you for the station and all the word that you spread to us, you know?
It's the intersection of faith and life. Faith Radio. Finding encouragement together.
You have strengthened me 1,000 times over in my walk with God, and you've empowered me to then extend God's love, mercy, and grace to others who may be hurting, falling in their walk, or who simply just need some encouragement. He's blessed me to give, and as he continues to lead, direct, and challenge me, I will continue to give. Thank you.
Learning, growing, and strengthening our faith together. Faith Radio.
It's 39 minutes after the hour. Good morning. So nice to have you here. This is Spring Share Encore. This will last till 8 o'clock, and then after that, we're back to our regular programming. I was reading an article today that says, talking to your dog is a sign of intelligence, but if you're claiming your dog is talking back to you, that's a sign you may have unique problems. Just my guess. But I am here in studio with General Manager Dick Whitworth, Rebecca Maxwell on the board, and my very special guest and friend Lauren Green just stopped in to say hi, and we're going to talk about her career and her new book called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. Lauren, welcome.
Hey, welcome. I have a mouthful of glazed old-fashioned.
How is it, by the way?
Oh, it's amazing.
And radio station coffee, is that all right?
Oh, this wonderful thing. You know, it's the calories in this donut, it's like a meal for like a day.
Now, we've been talking about your book for a long time. This has been something on your mind for quite a while. And it's finally out, and I'm holding it in my hand, and it's awesome.
I can't believe that it's actually done, because it's been more than a decade in the making.
You started talking about this, from what I can remember, almost 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I remembered hearing about it, about a decade ago.
Absolutely.
And it's an absolutely stunning picture of you on the cover.
Thank you very much.
It's so beautiful.
It was one of those good days, yes.
It's absolutely a fantastic day. So what was the hardest chapter to write in this book?
There are many hard chapters, but I think one of the things that the publisher wanted from me, and many people had made the comments, it said, you know, we need more personal involvement. We need you to tell your story. Mm-hmm. And when I began telling those stories, it was hard. Story about my brother when he died. The story just about, you know, my involvement, sort of a personal observation of why I probably got involved in pageants, although it was, you know, I certainly benefited from them, and I will always feel like they were an incredible blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a sort of a maybe perhaps a dark spiritual side to why I got involved. But at the same time, I think God in His wisdom has always been the light and always brings you through those times. And so that's the double-edged sword, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the whole imagery of the lighthouse came because of an emotional reaction and revelation, really, of seeing this tiny lighthouse, picture of a lighthouse on a friend's in a friend's house that she, you know, where she brought me for sort of solace and, mm-hmm. and spiritual kind of.
It was a retreat, wasn't it?
It was a retreat, actually, mm-hmm. and she knew that I needed it, and I'd kind of felt at that point that God had sort of abandoned me.
Mm.
And it was that moment when I looked at that lighthouse that I realized God had never abandoned me.
You know, let's take just a moment, because I think there are probably folks tuning in who, while you know Lauren very well, and I'm a big fan, mm-hmm. Watch Fox News a lot. I've seen a number of your reports and have appreciated your faith. I think that was one of the things I first caught my eye and ear, because it was very clear that you were a follower of Jesus Christ. But why don't we talk a little bit about what you're doing now? I mean, you have an amazing life, really, and I know you're chronicling it in your book. But what do you do at Fox News for those who might not know?
Well, I've actually been at Fox News for more than 20 years. I was the first on-air person hired for Fox News Channel, so I've had several different positions. A lot of people may remember me from being the news reader person on Fox and Friends in the
mm-hmm.
morning.
Yep.
So we did that for quite a few years. And then, but I always had a passion and interest in faith, and they offered me a position as a religion correspondent as they were revamping the morning show. And I accepted, of course. And then, so I'm now the chief religion correspondent for Fox News Channel.
That's great.
So I kind of call myself sort of a theologian in training. I don't know how that goes. It really is by default, because if I don't know the answers, which I often don't, I know where to find the experts who do.
That's great. And I know that you were Miss Minnesota.
Oh yes.
See, you mentioned pageants, but there are folks that may not realize you guys have kind of an inside track here.
Yeah, no, we have to we have to stop this.
Otherwise, it's going to be. Bill was not in the pageant with me. I just want you to know that.
That's right. That's right. But you
that's
also,
not where you met, in other words.
But after Miss Minnesota, you went on to the Miss USA?
Miss America.
Miss America. And we're third runner-up.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So did you know that, Dick?
Well, you know, my wife and I, yesterday, my wife was reading me your bio and a little information about your life and those kinds of things. I know you had a couple of run-ins with Prince, so for the Minnesota folks, they will want to hear about that. And I know that you're an accomplished pianist. And
thank you.
You've gone on to really some great acclaim in that realm as well. So you're really a multi-talented, diverse person. It's very interesting to meet you and get acquainted.
I don't even think you're talking about me. It's just like, who are you talking about?
And it's funny. I got a package from you in about 1989. I show up at my mailbox, and there's a nice little package in a padded envelope from Lauren. And I open it up, and she said, of all of my friends, I think you're the person that might enjoy these the most. And they were four CDs from a little-known pastor named Tim Keller in New York.
Yes.
And I listened to the first CD, and I couldn't stop. I listened to the rest of them that day. Yeah. And I think I've gone on to be one of his bigger fans. And thanks to you for that.
All right. Well, let's do something real quick here. Let's remind people where we're at, what we're doing. I want to say thanks to Marcia from Maple Grove. We've already had four calls this morning, and we're up about $1,300. Marcia is giving a very generous gift, but she wants us to say happy birthday to her husband, Richard.
Love, Marcia.
Love, Marcia.
You got to see the love, Marcia part,
I did
Dick.
See that.
Happy birthday to Richard. Love, Marcia.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? Yeah.
So happy birthday.
Can we sing happy birthday
to
you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Really?
No, but we're not doing it. You do it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Richard. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, well, if I could sing, that's exactly how I would have liked it done.
Yeah. I didn't do the full,
You did an awfully nice job. Yeah, it's quarter to eight in the morning. It's seven in the morning. So,
I am having
anyway,
my coffee, though.
It depends. Give us a call, 1-877-933-2484. Or if you have a question for our special in-studio guest, Lauren Green, you can call us and ask a question if you like. We'll take a very short break and be right back.
It's not just information, it's transformation. Thanks for making it possible. You can make your investment now by calling 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Or give online at myfaithradio.com.
It's 48 minutes after the hour. Good morning. So nice to have you with us this morning. This is Spring Share Encore. This is going to last till 8 o'clock. A couple more hours. We're trying to reach new territory and a new goal. And if you thought you were going to be able to give, and now today is the day you can do it. Go and give us a call at 1-877-933-2484, or you can go online at myfaithradio.com. I have in studio a very special guest and friend, Lauren Green from Fox News. She's also written a new book called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Reality, as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog, and we certainly are immersed in fog. Now,
you personally, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I am. Now, Dick, you have a question.
Do, but I just want to say a couple of things real quick. One, you did say this was the encore performance, and we saved the best for last. So
of
this is really
do.
A sweet treat to
I
have
agree.
Lauren here. But I do want to say to those of you listening, we're $27,800 away from new territory, $1.1 million in faith support. Will you join us today, like Blair from Maple Grove with a generous gift? Loves the early morning show with Bill Arnold, listens in the car until he gets to work every day. And so, Blair, thank you for calling.
I'm impressed he's got a job.
Well, that's possible. And again, thanks to Marcia and Cindy and Jane and Dale from Grand Forks. 877-933-2484. We would love to hear from you. Team 360, $30 a month, or a one-time gift of $360. Or maybe you can help us with a larger gift of $1,200. Maybe 2400, 877-933-2484. Well, here's my question. I know you met in college, mm-hmm. but how did it happen? How did you guys connect? You seem to be from different
funny.
Worlds.
Yes.
This is turning into the Mr. Blinky show. I'm sitting here blinking over here. I don't remember how we met.
I do remember how we met. I mean, do you want me to tell you how?
No.
Do you remember?
Not on the air.
If it's embarrassing, please do.
I'm sure it's not embarrassing.
Well, it's not that embarrassing. No, I mean, we actually were on a double date.
We were?
Yeah, with your friend, with one of your friends,
oh, okay.
who I will not name.
Okay, okay.
No, we were planned to go out on a double date.
Okay.
We didn't know each other.
Okay.
And so I was, I went out on a date with one of your friends.
Okay.
And we were meeting a double date, and then, but your date couldn't make it.
Okay.
And you were
so like,
and you didn't care.
All right, 1-877-933-2484 is the number. Or you can go online at myfaithradio.com.
I'm Tape
trying
is
to
rolling,
change,
right?
Yeah, I'm trying to change the subject here. Anyway, you know, I want to say to Marcia, your husband Richard got a singing happy birthday from Lauren Green. How about that?
How cool is that?
That's pretty nice.
You can't buy that anywhere. That's really cool. Oh, that is fun.
You can't.
So, were you connected through Christian fellowships? Did you guys, how did you develop a friendship from that?
Well,
I was a music major at the University of Minnesota, mm-hmm. and that's really how we connected. We were just friends, and that night, Bill and I had great conversations, and we were just talking and talking and talking, and I ended up really being more friends with him than the guy that I was when his friend. So we've just been friends all the time.
It worked out for both of you.
Yeah,
then.
It was a win-win. Yeah. Yep.
And so when did you discover your Christian faith with each other?
Right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it was right away. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's usually always what brings people together quickly, mm-hmm. is a faith.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I was on we were all on different kinds of journeys, and I think that's why the book to me is kind of the culmination of a lot of missteps in my life. And I think hopefully a lot of people can relate to that. But one of the things that happened when I was about 18 or 19, this is probably the time I met you, but I never asked you this question. I asked somebody else in the music department somebody was hanging out with, just a group of friends. And I remember asking this question, not that anybody really would give me an answer, but I asked the question, what is the one question that would answer every other question? And I think it's a telling question that somebody in that age bracket, in that time period, would ask, because I believed in God, but I didn't relate God to the answer to that question. And I believe that God, in his mercy, knew that it was a heartfelt question and decided that he was going to help me answer that question, but over a period of decades. And that book really is the result of it, that God really was the answer. And it took a sermon from Tim Keller about the Ten Commandments to really crystallize it. And that's when the book really began to be written.
Wow.
That is amazing. That's mm-hmm. a great question. And again, Lauren Green, our guest today. Great to have you here. Thanks
Thank you.
For,
it's great
thanks
to be here.
For being friends with Bill Arnold. That's not everybody can do that.
Not everybody wants to, Dick.
So intense.
Well, think of that poor young lady who didn't show up that day in the date. Yeah. Well, anyway, 877-933-2484. Thanks for going to the phone. Let's keep moving forward. We're going to continue to have conversation with Lauren. We want to find out really just more about her life and what God is doing in her life. And I know there are some Prince connections that we just want to touch base on, and I know there are other exciting things that of what God is doing. 877-933-2484.
And we say this is just the encore because we've been in Springshore Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we also decided that because we are so close to new territory and a goal that we've never reached, might we just go on the air for two more hours and ask our listeners to help us try to reach that goal? And people are responding so nicely. So we do need some more callers, though.
Though we do. $27,800 to go. Again, maybe you can help us in a larger gift of $5,000, maybe even $10,000. Still looking for a family, friend, or businessman or woman who could give $1,000 a month. I do think that's something that could happen. And the rest of us coming in at whatever level is right for us. I'm looking at the board right now, and we have smaller gifts. We have a larger gift. We have monthly gifts. So it's not about the size of your gift or your giving. It's really just your heart. And if you enjoy Bill Arnold in the morning, you appreciate Colin Smith and Chuck Swindoll, this is the time of year we invite you to join us prayerfully and financially. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from our friends in Hartford, Connecticut at Faith 94.1, 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. You can also give online.
Anonymous gift from Blaine just came in, very generous, and that was done online. So just go to show you that it's very easy to go to myfaithradio.com and give safely and securely. Dick and Lauren, one of the one of the quotes I got from a listener, which I really loved, was she said, I can't wait for God to multiply my gift. Mm-hmm. So every gift that comes in, God will use and multiply in a very unique way. So know that there is going to be a big result from whatever size gift you can give.
Real quickly, let's talk about Prince, because it's the least of your life, but it is interesting culturally. Is it true that he called you and you hung up on him?
I hate that story. I really, really, truly hate that story. And I hate it even more now because I can't talk to him and either apologize for, you know, talking about him or I can't talk to him anymore. And I always felt that I really need to call him and apologize for a lot of things I've said publicly that people kind of, you know, were really entertained by. But, you know, because I'm from Minnesota and because we grew up in the same neighborhoods, I felt as if, you know, I needed to apologize as a fellow Minnesotan. You know, it would be as if, you know, I were talking about, you know, Bill in public where he wouldn't respond to it. And I just felt bad about it. But people were always interested in that. And I always wanted to, like, just apologize and say, you know, I'm really sorry. But I never could quite get a hold of him. And I was trying to get a hold of him through people that I knew, and I never really could quite do it. And then the worst happened. The one thing that you hope that you could do. Apologize to somebody, and then they die, and you can't do it.
Interesting, but you were in a music video with him.
I was in his music video.
Not
I was not in him.
So I would say this to you: he obviously had a great connection to you. Still,
we grew up in the same neighborhoods, and in South Minneapolis, and we went to Horace Mann Elementary School, which is no longer called Horace Mann. I think it's called Loringles Wilder School in South Minneapolis. His cousin, my cousins, always were in the same neighborhood. We just grew up in the same neighborhoods, and I always knew who he was. But we never really ever had a conversation that much. But we knew each other. And we had one of these wonderful – when he was Prince, I'm like really Prince at the time. I was walking down 7th Street in Minneapolis around near 7th Avenue, and he was walking up the street at the same time. And – for just that moment, there was only two of us on the street. We were not, he was not Prince and I wasn't, you know, we were just like, oh, I know you from school. Okay, hi, you know. And it was so weird. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I know you from school. Hi.
All right, well, we're going to run out of time in this hour, but we need to hear from you.
1-877-933-FAITH. That's 1-877-933-2484 would be the number. You can also go online at myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in just a minute. More with Lauren Green, our special in-studio guest, and her book, Lighthouse Faith. Be back in a minute.
Start your day connecting faith to life with Faith Radio Mornings.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold in studio trying to impersonate a radio professional, which is a little bit hard to do when I have a friend in studio. It does get to be quite distracting. I'm here with General Manager Dick Whitworth, and my good friend Lauren Green is in the studio, and she has written a book called Lighthouse Faith, and this great subtitle, which is God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog.
Yes.
And we are in our encore performance of our spring cheer. We had it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and because we were so close to such an audacious, awesome goal, we were going to say, let's go two more hours, let's do the encore, and like every great concert, they always save the big hit song for the encore, and here we are having our big hit song.
Well, it is, and it's your friend, and we're glad to have Lauren Green with us. We are $27,800 away from this very significant plateau, $1.1 million in faith support on behalf of Faith Radio. Thank you, friends, for joining us. Your team, $360, $30 a month, your single gift of $100. We're going to celebrate you this hour and thank you for it. We're going to need some help, though, and help in the form of a number of friends getting on board. So if you've been listening, you've been enjoying the conversation even this morning, will you take a few moments you go to the phone, give us a call, 877-933-2484. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't even take a lot of time. It just takes friends getting on board, as many as we can get in the next 55 minutes or so.
And yesterday really proved that, didn't it, Dick? It was a combination of many people stepping up and many people giving at various different levels, and we were celebrating every one of them.
Absolutely.
And some were quite large, and we want to especially thank everybody who gave, big and small. So it was really nice.
877-933-2484. Also online at myfaithradio.com. We've yet to hear from Faith 1270 this morning. Love to hear from our friends in Madison and Waterloo in the Twin Ports at 90.5 FM in Duluth, Superior, Cloquet, Hermantown, and, of course, our new friends in Hartford, Connecticut, on the air for less than 6 months at Faith 94.1 in Hartford, East Hartford, Bristol. Thanks for going to the phone, being a part of our encore performance,
yes,
and the
indeed.
Best for last, Bill's friend, wow. Lauren Green. That's really nice.
Hartford, Connecticut. That's out in my neck of the woods.
Is it really? Yeah. 94.1 FM. Brand new.
How long have you been in New York now?
A little more than 20 years.
That's crazy. Because you were in Chicago for what, 4 or 5?
3 years.
3 years.
Chicago.
Okay.
Right.
And that was a good experience, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I loved Chicago when I went to graduate school in Northwestern, which is a different Northwestern, obviously.
No, I understand. The Evanston,
Thanks
Illinois
for explaining
version.
That today.
Everybody kind of was like, I didn't know Northwestern was in Minnesota. Like, no, this is a different Northwestern. Yeah, so I was there for 3 years as for WBBM, which is a CBS station in Chicago, and then went to Fox in 1996. But, you know, before WBBM, I was here in Minneapolis.
KSTP.
KSTP, yeah,
mm-hmm.
for 5 years or something.
Yeah. And if you are just waking up, and good morning, and the weekend is here, and we would love for you to participate in our Encore Spring Share number, and it's 1-877-933-2484. It would be the number, or myfaithradio.com. You can give online. The calls are coming in, and we appreciate all the people that are taking the time to do that. We're trying to reach a goal that we've never reached. So we're going to take a very short break when we come back. Lots more with our in-studio guest, Lauren Green, and her book, Lighthouse Faith. We'll be back in a minute.
I was referred to it by a friend. She said that she's just grown so much by listening to it. And she said, Janine, have you not heard? So I tuned in, and it hasn't gone off my dial since. And that was about a year and a half ago. It's awesome. Words of encouragement is amazing. I love to listen to it on my drive to and from work. If you really believe that it is important, I really personally feel that we need, that I want to give to it, to have it continue. I can't imagine life without Christian Radio.
A phone line is open for you now at 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484.
I say give it a shot. I mean, the variety, there's something for everybody. There's teaching, there's preaching, there's interviews with authors. Any time of the day or night when you tune in, you're going to find something that's going to touch you and inspire you. I would just like to say that I am proud to be a supporter. I think that it's money well spent, and I know that I'm furthering God's kingdom by furthering the mission of Faith Radio.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold here in studio with General Manager Dick Whitworth and my special in-studio guest and friend Lauren Green. You know, the drive time, Dick, is pretty sacred time for a lot of people. It's their peace and quiet on the way to work. It gives them a chance to kind of get their day centered, get their thoughts in the right place. And when they get good, solid teaching and inspirational interviews in the morning and on the way home, it kind of helps be perfect bookends to their day.
Yeah, it really has been. And I know, Bill, people are saying how much they appreciate you, your sense of humor, but also your emphasis on scripture and starting the day with prayer and just being a great start to the workday. Because you and I both know that there are folks heading into work today. They may be in a toxic work environment. They may have a very difficult relationship that is either a supervisor or someone they supervise, and it just creates all kinds of tension and stress. And I think of Lauren, and I know that it would seem to me, and I'm from the outside looking in, that Fox News is a great place to work. I'm sure there are many, many great things going on, but I'm sure as a believer, letting your light shine, that you've had more than your fair share of challenges through the years. How do you, what would you say to someone heading into an environment that is less than helpful or healthy?
Healthy,
right.
Yeah.
I think most work environments are basically secular. One of the things that I've noticed about the world is that the default religion of the workplace and the marketplace is secular humanism, which is probably the greatest threat to Christianity that there is. So if people are aware of the sort of secular nature and the secular and the religious language that secular humanism uses as, you know, kind of living off the capital of Christianity, then they can really understand what they're up against. And I think a lot of people are not really understanding what they're facing in the workplace when, you know, coworkers will say certain things that, you know, you just want to, you know, go along with and be okay with. But as a Christian, it's, you know, that's not the right thing. And one of the things about the book that was so challenging to me was that it came from, again, a question from Tim Keller. It says, is God a concept to you or a living reality? Hence the title, Living Reality. And he said, a concept is something you certainly believe in. It's like, but it's like, you know, a credit card or a gym membership or any number of things that basically you control. Basically, you shape them to meet your needs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And but he says, God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you must shape your life. And that blew me away, and I thought, wow, and that's that is such a huge challenge. And so I was faced with this idea, is, you know, how do you make God a living reality? How do you bring God into the realness of your life, you know, and actually make him the fundamental trust? And so I incorporated science and faith and realized that these things actually belong together. And so that's really, and so in the workplace, if you're challenged with the kind of secularism that's kind of out there and realize it's kind of a graininess against your faith, you have to understand that, you know, you're there for a purpose, and the purpose of life is to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can glorify God in a way that's respectful to your coworkers, but also respectful to your faith. One of the things I talked to a group of young people a couple of weeks ago at Patrick Henry College in Virginia, and also North Greenville University. They're both Christian colleges. And I said, you know, you may the secular world wants you to achieve some really great, great goal, like be the best at this, be the best at that. I said, that may not be, you know, your goal. That may not be what God has intended for you. You may be at a certain place not to be the best, not to be the star, but you may be there to be the voice of healing, the voice of the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, and self-control. You may, you know, be the healing balm. The purpose of life is to glorify God. And you can glorify him in many ways. It's not... This is what I love about the Catholics and their Opus Dei, is that it's about called the work of God. It says anything you do can glorify God. You can be a janitor, you can be a teacher, you can be anything, but know that you're doing it to the glory of God and do it the best you can.
You really can bring dignity to anything you do,
yes.
And that honors and glorifies God.
Right.
That's very
right.
Well said, Lauren. It's beautiful.
I know we need to take a break here in just a moment. We'll do that. Again, you're listening to Spring Share, the Encore.
The Encore.
Performing. Yeah,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
that.
And the calls have been coming in. Anonymous call from Waterloo, Iowa. Very generous gift. Also, Cindy from Brooklyn Park, and she jumped in on the Hope 360, which is exciting.
Yes.
And Jonathan and Karen from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And they also gave a very generous donation.
So all right. We're making good progress.
We are making great progress. So we'll take a very short break, and we come back more with Lauren Green in studio and our Encore Spring Share. Good morning. It's 17 minutes after the hour. We are in our Encore performance of our Spring Share. Of course, they always save the hit song for the encore,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, you're right.
And a smart band is going to play several encores. We're just doing the one.
You know, Bill,
I've
never been asked for an encore.
I know.
So, you know, usually it's, hey, thanks for coming. Here's your hat.
I usually say this is my encore. I'm not taking any chances with this crowd.
877-933-2484. We are in the final 42 minutes of Spring Share. Really about $27,000 away.
It's from ambitious, but we can do it.
Well, I think we can.
Yeah.
And we've seen the response of so many friends. You mentioned earlier anonymous friends from Waterloo and Cindy from Brooklyn Park at Team 360. Thank you, Cindy. God bless you. And then Jonathan and Karen from Sioux Falls coming in with a very generous gift of support as well. We just need more. We just need more friends joining us to help us meet the goal of 1.1 million. We can do that by the top of the hour with your call and best gift at 877-933-2484 or online at myfaithradio.com. Now, if friends are just joining us, you not only have friends, Bill, but you have good friends. Would you introduce our friend to those tuning in right now?
I will indeed. My in-studio guest is Lauren Green. She's currently serves as Fox News Channel's chief religion correspondent based in New York. She was the very first correspondent that Roger Ailes hired at Fox News. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
And nobody can take that away from you.
That's so true.
I was the first.
And you're still there.
That's so true.
And you're still there. That's very cool.
Yeah, I outlasted Roger, actually.
That's true.
You did.
Well, that's Touché. Another story we won't get into. Yeah. But, no, it's great to have you here, Lauren. And I'm thinking my question, and I don't want to take away.
No, you go ahead, Dave.
You guys are having kind of a high school college reunion here.
So
I don't mean to interrupt.
No. So if you want to ask intelligent questions, you go ahead.
No. Well, it's been very fun. Of all the people you've interviewed, especially in your new assignment as chief religion editor, what grabbed you the most? Who was most interesting or most engaging? Anybody come to mind?
You know, it's funny because really not. I mean, I think the most memorable interview I ever did on a faith level was actually in Chicago, and it was heart-wrenching even to this day when I think about it. And it was a pastor and his wife whose six youngest children died all at once in a car accident. And the level of their faith was so intense for me that it was just hard to understand this. And I interviewed them, and he said the song "It Is Well with My Soul," which was written by Mr. Spafford about the death of his daughters years ago, a century ago, I guess. And I'll just always remember that. I always remember their faith. Always remember the reason why they had six youngest children, because they felt that after their two oldest, they did the normal kind of couple thing. Well, we're done having your children now. And then he realized, God is all about life. Let's not do anything to prevent these children from coming to our lives. And so they were these blessings. And so they had these six children and a freak accident on the highway. A mud flap holder on a truck fell off and hit their gas tank, and the car exploded in flames. And every child died. And it was just, to this day, it still haunts me. It's still strengthens me. It's still something that it's a faith that is beyond understanding in a level.
I'm actually from Illinois originally, and I remember that story.
Yeah.
I remember the news coverage of that, and it was very, very powerful and sad, and they were very stoic in their faith and tremendous in that way.
Yeah, but not to the point where they weren't grieving.
I mean,
he was crying. He was crying, and that's okay, and that's what God allows us to do. This is the one thing that, and I write about in the book, and I said, I guess God had to be into me someone who sort of laid out the rules, and here they are, and obey them. And then it was from that moment of looking at that lighthouse that God not only was leading me, but he was weeping with me. I think that's the power of Christianity. You have a God that not only knows your pain, but is weeping with you and holding you through it. This is a different kind of faith.
And that's really why we do what we do here at Faith Radio, because we do want to be that voice, that hope, that person that comes alongside and helps support you in your faith journey. Because suffering is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
And that story is it's so hard to hear. I can't even imagine.
No one plans for those kinds of things. Those are certainly our worst dreams and nightmares. But the same reality, God is with us in the middle of those kinds of things. And you hear those stories on Faith Radio. You hear the truth about suffering. I mean, none of us are exempt from it. That next phone call may be your worst nightmare, but the reality is that God is with you. He will see you through it, and that's really the key, is through it, is he's working with us. And we want to be here along the way to encourage you, to uplift you, to help you grow deeper in your faith. Thank you for standing with us. We want to say thanks to some good friends from Maple Grove.
Patrick from Maple Grove, he joined in on the 360 level, and he's a first-time donor.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick.
And he wants to say it's from Pat and Karen in memory of Carl. That's Karen's father.
Okay. Thank you, guys. That is very, very kind of you. By the way, as a member of Team 360, we'll send you a sample of our Hope Coffee, the ministry partnership we have with the Honduran Ministry of Hope. And glad to assist you, and glad for your support. Thanks, Patrick and Karen. God bless you. And again, thank you for giving in memory of Carl. That is very kind of you.
We just have a couple minutes left before we go to break, and I have in studio my friend Lauren Green, and we're talking about people that you have interviewed, and that was a very heart-riveting story. What about when you sit down with like someone like Pope Francis? How cool was that?
Well, if I could sit down with Pope Francis, I think that would be cool. But it's hard to get an interview with the Pope. In fact, I was told during the last papacy that, you know, the Pope does not do interviews. However, Pope Francis has... you know, thrown out the rule book. And so he has given interviews, but he's not given one to me.
Okay, well, we'll
and believe me, I have asked.
Okay.
but a dear friend, a former colleague of mine, Greg Burke, actually is the is head of the Vatican Press Office right now. And you would think that would have some pull. You would think, no.
Yeah. But I'm very excited.
Did you mention Bill Arnold's name?
Yeah, that's not going to get you anywhere.
That's what I missed out.
We're very excited about your book. It's called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. What is the best way to get a hold of this book? Just go to Amazon?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can check out the book website, lighthousefaithbook.com. I encourage you to really, I'm not trying to plug it, but I am trying to plug it, but I think it's quite different because it looks at God through the Trinity and breaks up the Trinity not just in their names but in their functions and how we can understand them through what we build in our lives, how we grow, and what we worship.
Yeah, and I know we've been friends for so long. You really do start off kind of voting yes for God, don't you, in life?
Absolutely.
You believed in God. We voted yes for him, but then all of a sudden you start to find out who he is and you start to get to know him on his terms and start walking in his light, and this is the Lighthouse Faith. It's been a beautiful journey for you, Lauren. It's really been great. And
I make three assumptions in here. One, does God exist? Yes. Two, has that God revealed himself to us? Yes. Is that the God of the scriptures, the holy scriptures of the Judeo-Christian scriptures? And I say yes.
Nice.
That's the starting point of this book. There's no question about that.
Nice. And you're here with your mother, who is in the lobby, and your mom is just so amazing.
Yeah, she's 94 years young.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say her age on the air. So
well, now you can. I think 94 deserves to be 94.
I
and
agree.
Just say, yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen. All right, we'll take a little break when we come back. More with Encore of Spring Share. Thanks for being with us today. 1-877-933-2484 is the number, or give online at myfaithradio.com. Be back in a minute.